Slapper there. You're listening to NewsHour. Now, if you take the view that children are these days just too protected, then you will, I think, enjoy the thoughts of Gaver Tully, author of 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do. I've been speaking to him a short while ago. What sort of dangerous things does he recommend?
Well, we recommend everything from licking a 9-volt battery to putting strange stuff in a microwave and climbing trees. I mean, these are simple activities that we can do that give us a chance to learn something about the world and about ourselves.
Well, you also suggest some rather more dodgy-sounding ones. Make a bomb?
So the titles are deliberately provocative, and make a bomb is just an opportunity to combine some household ingredients, vinegar and baking soda, and learn how that creates carbon dioxide.
We asked for some comments on this a little earlier on, and this is from Nigeria. Life is a risk itself, so if one does not take risk, he is risking his future.
I think that's true. When we overprotect children, it's really time to start thinking about what the long-term outcome of that is. And we're depriving them of the experiences that are going to make them creative geniuses capable of changing the world.
Have you been sued yet?
No. No, and we have quite a big disclaimer in the front of the book. But really, these activities are only dangerous if you do them in an uncontrolled, unstructured way. And the book itself is an invitation for parents and kids to do them together.
Right, but is a disclaimer enough legally, actually? Because I think some publishers turned you down for fear of legal cases, didn't they?
Well, in this world, no disclaimer is going to be perfect, and anybody can sue you for anything. So that is a fear, yes, but I really felt like it was necessary for us to start to have this discussion about how we think about what is and isn't safe for children to do.
Yeah, because I guess actually it's all part of the safety culture that you're not even allowed to talk about doing dangerous things without, you know, risking offense.
That's exactly it. Just a few days ago, somebody called me an idiot for even suggesting that kids should do any of these activities. And you only have to look from one culture to another to find that what we think of as dangerous in the United States or in the UK is completely different from what other people think of as dangerous in their countries.
Well, not only that, but it's happened very quickly, hasn't it?
It has. You only have to go back a generation or so, or even to my childhood, and you find children driving tractors at age 12, owning pocket knives at age 6, you know, spending a day in the woods with a rifle at age 9. I mean, it was just a little while ago that we recognized children as responsible and capable young people.
What changed?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with how the media latches on to any child in peril story, and no matter where that happens in the world, we hear about it instantly, and it creates an image of a world of children at peril, when in actuality, it's the safest time in the history of civilization to be a child.
And that was Gaver Tully. Message on Facebook on this from Mark Gibbs. There's good reason to let kids make their own mistakes, but I do draw the line at 13-year-old sailing oceans solo. Now then, the Ukrainian...